So smooth and true, feel the vibe, it's all for you. Echoes bounce on walls of time, hear the rhythm, hit the rhyme. Down below in our quiet space, find your voice in this safe place.
Hello, gorgeous.
Instead of you taking me out on Saturday night, here we are.
Yeah, well, there's nothing better than the Cellar Talk, baby.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
feels like Frasier.
Really? Yeah, I was about to say, how are you? But we've been together like for the whole afternoon now, and we're talking about many things. And it's just
the thing is, I feel like you just want to hear my voice.
I love to hear your voice.
Right.
I've been actually trying to get you here for a long time. For whoever is listening, this has been a long time coming. Like, I wanted to have this as a first episode because you're the most important person to me.
Thank you.
And we've been talking about so many things, and you've had so many great ideas.
And that you're going to do without me. So.
Well, yeah, but I want to just have your take on certain things, because, you know, we always talk about many things and we have so many ideas in general and so many visions that we share, actually. And just earlier you said something that it is super important, because we were talking about the relationships between a husband and a wife, or boyfriend, girlfriend, or and you said we've been together for more than 8 years. And married for very
almost
soon,
six.
For 6 years in October 27th. But you said, what did you say earlier, that when you were after your shower?
I think you have to be mature to enter a relationship. And, you know, we got married when I was 40. And up until then, I never thought I was going to get married, because it was hard for me to find anybody who would be on the same wavelength as I am, who would be as crazy as you are.
Okay, I'm not crazy.
In a good way, but you know, to have the same ideas and wantings, and you know, I never thought I was going to meet anybody like that. So thank you for coming into my life.
Well, thank you for accepting me too.
Yeah,
because and the main thing is that in relationships, sometimes we tend to, like, this is our young minds. Before we really reach maturity, we always think of finding the perfect person. And when you're talking to people, usually people say, I still didn't find the right person.
U2 has that song, you know, that says, I'm still waiting for you. I still haven't found what I'm looking for. And that can be a thing also, because I believe that, you know, Hollywood movies kind of messed us up growing up, especially us little girls who, you know, tend to romanticize about things.
How so?
And people. Because, you know, everything is peachy and sweet and they lived happily ever after, but nobody actually talks about what happened, you know, after.
Because we all had, like, relationships, and sometimes we were just too young for it.
Right, but then
sometimes
also,
we
you know,
wanted more.
Yeah, reading books where everything is like, you know, you have to act this way, and if you don't act this way, you have to act that way.
But,
and if you don't in a relationship, it's like, okay, what's going on?
Yeah, and sometimes you get that sense of failure. When there is no failure, actually, you gain some experience.
But not just that, you're romanticizing that in your head, and you have these images in your head the way things should be. And real life is not really like that.
Because real life is different.
Completely different.
And we don't have to really follow exactly what our thoughts are. Because
yeah, but say that to a 17-year-old me.
I know, but that's what I'm saying. Like, sometimes you really get that sense of failure because, again, you're 17, 18, 20, 22.
Right.
And you don't really think that, okay, I probably just wasn't ready. We tend to blame it on, I didn't find the right person.
But then again, you know, when I go back home and I see my girlfriends that I went to high school together, some of them are already grandmothers.
Oh my God.
Yeah, well, because they got married.
And they're our age?
Yes.
Oh my God.
You know, when they were 18, they had kids, and then their kids had kids, and some of them are divorced, and, you know, it's different for everybody.
And you think that, like, the fact that you were able to travel so many times, because we have to say that you've traveled, you got out.
It's never enough, that's what he says.
But what age, like, how old were you when you left Croatia?
So I always wanted to travel, always, because my cousins lived in Canada. Tons of my dad's family, they were in Australia. So whenever they would come and visit, I would be like, oh my gosh, I just want to go and not be here. Let me just go.
Did you have that in your mind? I'm sorry, we'll get back to... Did you have in your mind when your cousins came from Canada, like, did you imagine how, when they get back to Canada, how it looks like and how
well,
different
of course,
is it?
I'm going back to that Hollywood
that before, yeah.
thing, you know.
Yeah.
And you're watching those movies where everybody lives.
Right, right.
You know, in big houses and happy. Big palaces. Everybody's happy. White picket fence and blah, blah, blah. And you think everything is like that, right?
Mm-hmm.
So in our house, we had this room upstairs. It looks completely different than it did back then. And I would be laying down on that green carpet and I would be fantasizing what it would be like to live in America or Canada or anywhere else. So when the opportunity came, I was like 20. I took it.
So you left for where did you go?
So I was actually at the university in Zagreb. I was studying traffic engineering and hated it.
Okay, so just...
Because, okay. Well, among other yeah. things, I just couldn't pass English. I know, it's ridiculous. I spoke English since I was 10, and I just couldn't pass English.
Hard to believe.
I know.
Your English is better than anybody, I know.
What am I doing here?
Yeah.
First of all, I hated where I was and everything besides. So anyways...
Mm-hmm.
The opportunity came as me being au pair.
Okay. Well, to help people that really are not really good in geography, as most Americans, where is Croatia exactly?
Smack middle of
is
Europe.
Is it in Russia?
Right.
No, guys. Croatia is not near Russia.
Oh my gosh.
Please.
Can you believe that actually people hear me say, when I say Croatia, they hear Russia?
And what do you speak? Russian? Still, it's not close to Russia.
No,
it's
yeah.
Croatia. So where is it exactly?
So when you look on the map, mm-hmm. it's right next to Italy.
Between Italy and...
It's right next to Italy. So
that's it. Just keep that booth, like, yes. keep it simple.
You see the booth, and there is a sea right next to it. On when you look on the map, right on the right, that's called Adriatic Sea.
We'll
and right next to it, it's yeah. Croatia.
Croatia. So you left as an au pair.
So I went to England.
Where
I went
in England?
To Nottingham.
Mm.
I spent fabulous 2 years when I was 20-something. Very
look
at young.
You. Uh-huh.
Young and naive and silly, and I had fabulous time because I was away. I wasn't next to my mom. I love you, but it was
understand.
Hard. Yeah, it was hard, but yeah, I grew up. I had to grow up, and I had a wonderful time. I went to school, I studied English, computers were just about, you know, starting
around that time.
So I went to take a Word class, Excel test, and all of that. It was before, you know, we had phones. Cell
yeah,
phones
I'm so happy we did not, like, when you think about it, our generation, we were able to see the world with and without it, without
exactly.
it and then with it. So we were not actually captured by the technology. We're not abiding by what the technology dictates to us. The algorithm and all of that is not like really something that really impacts us as much as it impacts youth today.
Do you can you believe that I still remember my
what's your phone
first phone?
Yeah,
Vodafone.
What's your first phone?
It's
what was
called
it?
Vodafone. Uh-huh. It was blue and it was like a brick.
I had the Ericsson... I had the Ericsson 18.
Okay, those are numbers that
yeah,
I don't
1821
go
or 1281 or something like
and
that.
And the funny
but
thing
it
is,
was like
I still
a blue keyboard.
I still have it.
Really,
back in Croatia.
Of course,
we'll
you keep
have
everything.
To find it. Of course, yeah.
It's gonna be branded like it's gonna be like new as like as if you just bought it yesterday.
Well, you know, why not?
Yeah, so Nottingham.
Nottingham, yes.
How long did you spend there?
So 2 years in Nottingham. I was a bear for a year and a half, a little less than a year and a half. And then I moved away from the family that I lived with. I left. I went to live downtown Nottingham, and oh my gosh, it was party, party, party.
Can I have a pint of lager?
Yes. So
I'll never be able to do it.
Yeah, I remember my first experience of going into a pub and asking for a pint of lager, half a pint of lager.
How was it?
Like, you know,
did you understand anything they were saying, or
in
you
England,
were already
yes.
accustomed? Okay.
In England, yes, because we back at home, you know, we would learn British English, not American
right.
English,
right,
even
right.
though we would watch American movies, but it British was proper, yeah. proper yeah. English. So yes, I understand everything they said,
yeah.
but you know, living there and working and going to school, I had opportunity of traveling, and you know, I went to Scotland and all around England and Amsterdam, which was so much fun.
And just to make sure that we're like our fellow Americans, because they're really good with the geography, can you locate again where I'm just kidding.
Because you know, it's so much easier in Europe in general to travel. You can just hop on the bus or a train, and you know, in a couple of hours you're in a different country. And that's exactly
right.
what we did.
Yeah.
We would go to London, take a train or a bus, and we would be in Paris the next morning. And
right,
oh
you just passed the canal.
It was just
amazing. Superstar.
Yes.
Yeah, yeah.
And that's when I realized I love to travel. And that was it.
That was your first introduction to like really traveling overseas and discovering
really.
Other cultures.
My first big one was when I was maybe 17, 16, 17, we went to Rome with my parents, with the church. We went to a pilgrimage. We did Rome and a couple of other places, but that was the first thing. And I was like, oh my gosh, world is so much bigger than little Croatia or Međimurje or something like that.
Yeah, or Čakovec or, yeah, it's
right.
totally different.
So, you know, Italy was the first thing. I mean, I did go around in Hungary and Slovenia.
Neighboring countries.
But
those
but,
look similar to Croatia.
Right.
It's not something different that you've actually...
Well, it is because, you know, if you go to Hungary, it's a different language. It's
yeah.
a very similar culture because part of Croatia where I grew up, where I'm from, you know, back in the day was Austro-Hungarian Empire. So we do speak some of the language, some of the... Like my last name, my dad's last name is Hungarian. So people, you know, have families over there and everything. So it's intertwined, and the cuisine is very, you know.
It's very close,
yes.
like the Sarma.
Well, Sarma is very Balkan for everybody. It
I
comes
know.
From Turkey.
It's my
and
favorite. I just want to be clear about what Sarma exactly means. Can you explain what it means in Croatia?
It's stuffed cabbage, actually.
Stuffed cabbage. Do you know...
What does it mean
in Morocco? Is it tasty? It means vagina. It's fantastic.
Okay.
It's my favorite dish in Croatia. Delicious.
Yeah, so when we got to Croatia, he asked
always
my
ask
mom
for some
to make some sarma.
I'm like, your daughter makes a killer sarma.
Okay. On that note,
yeah. So... after Nottingham, so you went to you've traveled in neighboring countries in near England. So you went to Scotland, and what was next? What did you do after that?
So when my 2 years finished in England, I could have stayed, but I really thought there is more to that. So I came back to Croatia and applied to come here to the States as au pair. Also, so I ended up here in Maryland, in Potomac, Rockville area.
2001.
Yeah, just two weeks before September 11 happened. Can you believe that we were actually walking in New York 2 weeks prior to that? I was there.
You landed in New York.
We landed in New York. We stayed 3 days in New York. We were there. Yeah, so when September 11 happened, you know, that was, like I said, you know, people didn't have cell phones or they rarely had any. And my family was trying to reach me and I had no idea what was going on.
Oh, yeah. So...
I mean, we saw that something's happening, but,
right,
you know, I was 23.
You were outside partying.
I had other things on my mind, yeah.
But you were taking care of kids.
Yeah, we were taking care of the kids. They went to school and all of that. So it was interesting time. honestly. So I lived with a family where the father was from Iran. And a couple of weeks later, I remember, you know, cubs banging on the door at 5 o'clock in the morning, waking us up and, you know, checking the whole house, my car, my bedroom, not just our mine, but everybody's.
It was a national security thing. It so was, everyone yeah, was actually activated yeah. for it. Which is normal. Like, imagine Croatia or Morocco or America gets attacked again. It's completely normal that they have to investigate what really happened because they did not really see it coming.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
I mean, it was tough.
Yeah.
But then again, you know, being young, you don't really understand what's happening. And
yeah. So you with that, like, traveling mentality that you have, because I have to say something. I've traveled before you and I, and I traveled with you, and the way you do it is so different from anything that I've done before, because traveling for me was to have fun,
yeah,
to get out of my everyday life, to do something that I actually might enjoy. And the first thing that I would think of is, oh, I'm gonna go party. So I'll choose a destination that has a beachside. I will go to a place where we have like fixers where they can actually help us find places, and we can go party every night. We can actually get hammered and enjoy and get topless and meet new people and do crazy stuff. But then I met you.
Right. But you have to also know that, you know, growing up in Croatia, we would go to the seaside every year.
Right.
Right. A couple of times during the summer. And you would have those kind of parties that you just mentioned.
Yeah. But
so we did all of that.
That was it to me. But then you do it in a different way.
But then you and I kind of adapted to each other. So we have our own way now.
I liked what you do and the way you actually see things. That's why I kind of adapted to your mentality, because I think it works. And I think it makes me discover.
So the way you and I do it, right, and yeah, that's please. How I find it to be so much easier and
it
simple.
It makes sense.
We are very simple.
Right,
know?
Right. We don't look for...
You know, we don't care about the restaurants.
And right.
Tons of people are about like...
I mean, we do it.
Right. But, you know, it's something that you go and do it when a local person tells you, go and see that place. And you're like, okay, yeah, let's go. But other than that, we are just, you know, we make sandwiches in the house. So whenever we're looking for a place to stay, a hotel, you know, it has to have a kitchenette.
Yeah, we like to
actually... We buy all the stuff and then we make our sandwiches and that's it.
And we do go out. We do go.
We love going to pubs.
Not every day, yes. Not every night. We want to actually, we're there for different reasons.
Exactly, to see things, to see places.
Yeah.
Like the one before when we went to Washington State. That was just freaking amazing. That was the best trip we've had in forever, I think.
There were a couple unexpected things. That
beautiful
trip.
Things that Coeur d'Alene. Oh my gosh, right?
Coeur d'Alene, Idaho. Amazing. I think because we were supposed to stay an extra night in Leavenworth, and we decided to, like, we've seen Leavenworth, like, we stayed there for two nights and we were supposed to spend the third night there, and we decided to
leave
because we were just gonna pass and stop by Coeur d'Alene and spend a couple hours and then leave. And I think we made the best decision.
Yeah, so we spent the night in Coeur d'Alene. But what we did is we went to Trader Joe's, we bought our groceries, we made our food, you know.
Yeah.
We usually, when we go to places like that, they usually have breakfast in with the hotel. Right, so that's always a plus. And then, you know, for dinner, we always try to find and see what locals do, and that's where we go.
So yeah.
That's how we do it.
And
you know,
we walk, we discover.
Yeah,
we
it's not about the people. Restaurants. It's about, exactly, it's about where you are and seeing those things and places and people and all of that.
The one thing that we will never do, go hike.
Yeah, you know, just drive me there. I'll walk around. That's it. We're just not hikers.
We're not hikers.
No.
We drive. We put 2,600 miles in the car.
Can you believe that?
I think the car was brand new. And at the end, I think there was a noise in it.
So when the lady walked into the car, got into the car, and she saw the mileage, she was like, oh my gosh.
Yeah, and I just dropped a fart in the car. And I was like, oh, I hope she's not going to smell. I think she smelled it.
Thank you for sharing that.
Yeah, you're welcome. Well, it's okay. Everybody farts, baby. Everybody farts. This is the Sailor Talk. Like, this is explicit. We talk about everything. It's fun. It's it's happy. I know you listen to it sometimes, but we do
rarely.
Rarely. You listened so far to what? Like one episode.
Okay, I might listen to another one.
Okay, tomorrow. This one probably.
Maybe.
But when you were here in 2001, did you get to travel a little bit here in the U.S.? What did you do?
Well, you know, everybody goes to New York, so that was always a thing to go to.
Landed there.
So yeah. But I flew to Canada. I went to Toronto for 2001, 2002, New Year, Christmas and New Year to spend with my family.
Mm-hmm.
And they took me to see the falls, and it was so cold. So cold. But I can say that I saw the Niagara Falls during the wintertime.
Okay. Is it different from...
Yes.
Okay.
I have to take you. You'll love it.
I've never been. Yeah.
You'll love it.
We were very close to it this time when we went to Montreal.
Sure.
Yeah. So
it's another trip. We'll have to go.
You don't have to spend so much. That's what you're saying.
You don't. I mean, if you want to, of course, you can do it.
Yeah.
But why?
You can stay in budget, and instead of having one big trip to the same spot every year.
I know. How can people do that?
You can have multiple trips to many spots.
Yeah.
For the same price of for a single one.
Yeah.
And that's how we do it. For in a big house and all that.
Yeah. That's how we do it.
Because the prices here are crazy. Like the Airbnb, for example, when you go in, I don't want to say something crazy, but we haven't checked in a long time. But I remember when I checked Airbnb, you see the price and it's not what you're going to pay because they're going to add some fees. And the cleaning fee is per day, I think. I don't want to say any crazy thing, but like it adds up so much that you end up paying like good $200 over or more sometimes.
And that's why I think we prefer hotels.
Hotels, yeah. It's a lot better, a lot easier. Most of them now have parking. And even if they have the valet, sometimes it's very cheap. And
so what we usually do is that like when we flew to Seattle, right? We rented a car.
Mm-hmm.
And the reason, you know, because it's so much easier, convenient. But also, you know, finding those hotels that are cheaper, we find them around airports.
Yeah, well, the only one that we were near an airport was the last one.
And it was amazing.
The best, yeah.
Yeah.
It was great.
It was so good.
But the other ones were, we stayed in, not in Seattle. So this is the thing. You don't have to stay in Seattle because that area is so big. So we stayed in Bremerton.
Love it. By the water. Oh my gosh.
And
can we move there?
Oh, I'd love to. Olympia is my favorite city now in Seattle. That area, like if we ever move and decide to move somewhere, I wouldn't be against Olympia. That,
yeah.
It's
but also,
nice.
Do you remember when we went to Maine?
Right, like Portland was fantastic.
It was great, but we didn't stay in the city because we drove over there.
Right,
so we stayed by the airport, which was so much cheaper. And
that's
the hotel was amazing.
True. The hotel was really good.
So, you know, do your homework when you're traveling. Find good hotels. You can find them, you know. And
you don't have to stay downtown.
Oh, my God, yes.
You really don't. Like, you really don't. And like, you... Again, I've done it that way. I think we both have done it that way when you travel... And you drink
Boston,
your ass.
Remember?
I know. Boston was amazing.
That was nice,
But there's traveling and there's traveling. I think the traveling when you drink so much and you prefer to be downtown and just to avoid driving and all of that, there is that. But there is actually discovering the area if you're there for the first time. If you're going to drink and just go from a bar to another and eat a meal from a processed meal to another processed meal, I don't think that you're discovering the real city that you're visiting.
Right, and that's what you're trying to say when you talked about it earlier, you know. We are mature now. We are a little bit different.
We see it differently.
Yes, than we did like 10 or 20 years ago. You don't care about those things. You know, if I want to get drunk, I'll get drunk here. Or
at
with
home.
My friends at home. Yeah, why would I go?
I have a backyard.
Then?
I can just go out and have it. I can have it in my cellar. I can have it in the first floor. I can have it in the second. I can have it anywhere.
Right.
But
if I go to Boston, I don't want to get drunk there.
Exactly.
I want to have a drink, but not to get drunk. You know, I'm not going there for food. I'm going to have something that's, you know, very Bostonian, but that's it. I don't really care about those things.
Right.
You know?
Yeah.
And that's how we do it. So that's how we see a lot. And that's so funny because people think, oh my gosh, you guys are always traveling. You guys are always somewhere.
And we don't feel like
always
traveling.
Like, we haven't been anywhere for a while.
I've only been to 3, 4, 5 states today, this year. And
which is true.
But
5, right?
5, I think so. Well,
Washington State.
Yeah, Montana, Idaho, Oregon, Montana. Vermont.
That's it. Yes. So
we're terrible.
Well, the thing is, we want to see every state. We want to hit every state.
Eventually we will, but...
So we're almost by the number, what, 30-ish?
Close to that. 30. My favorite trips are always... I have to say, I love this country. I love everything about this country. I love the scenery. I love the different terrains that we have here. You have the desert. Mm-hmm. You have the you have all kind of, look at the mountains. Like, if you want snow, there is snow. If you want desert, there is desert. If you want forest and rainforest, there are some rainforests.
Oh my gosh, yeah.
But lifestyle, if I want to go and discover like a lifestyle in old cities, and I would rather actually fly to Europe.
Or Morocco, like we did last year.
And we did it in October. But like, if I fly to Europe, sometimes flights are cheaper than flying to Texas.
That's true.
From Maryland to Texas.
And that's something I'm always telling people when they are telling me, oh, I'm going to Ocean City for 2 weeks. Why would you do that?
But you were there the last year.
Yes, why would you do that?
And the year before. Ocean City is good, but for once. And you can go to Rehoboth Beach then, if you want to stay local. You don't have to do Ocean City every year. But it is nice to have habits and wire your brain in a way to, like, this is where I relax. Because when you have that habit, when you develop something and you develop the thought that and the habit that that place is for relaxation, your brain is looking forward to it. So when you go there, you really do feel relaxed.
I don't know. I'm not at that stage yet.
But we're not there. I don't think that we'll ever be there because we always...
So far,
I don't think that we've ever actually repeated. The only repeat that we have is to Croatia, and there were either reasons
family.
For it or we were either forced to do it or homesick. Homesick.
And when you go there, we go to the seaside or somewhere else to other countries that are surrounding us. So it's never, you know,
right. It's not never a single summer. Country. Yeah. We always hit different country. Like last time we did Slovenia. Before that, we did Hungary, etc., etc. I do think that there is so much more to see, and it is so much different in Europe than it is here.
But then again, when you live in Europe, everybody's always, oh my gosh, I wish
America.
I was in America.
Well, the grass is always greener.
Yeah.
It's that's like, it's a never ending thing. And we only see the half empty of the cup wherever we live. Like here, for example, we are not missing anything, but we always think that we can have it better.
Well, everywhere is like that.
It's crazy.
Everybody thinks that way.
Yeah. This is how our brain is wired.
Yeah.
Because we only see the... Not the bright side of anything. We only see this is dark, but guess what? Washington, Olympia, we were just talking about it. It's fantastic. It's going to be better. If I move there, it's going to be a lot better. Yeah, it's similar. We might actually have the same life. We thought that when we were moving to Florida, and here we are back to Maryland. We like that in Florida. We traveled all over Florida. We've seen every single beach and every single coast from Jacksonville Beach to Key West and to the Panhandle.
Yeah.
We did every single part of, especially with your parents. They stayed with us for over 2 months.
Yeah.
Now, funny fact about that, and I'm not talking to you, Keka. I'm talking to the listeners. Funny fact, I wanted to extend that ticket, and Keka, Christina was like, I don't know, like they probably should go, and I'm like, no, I'm enjoying them because they're different. Your parents are different. They're
very easygoing. Yeah, you didn't have to babysit them.
I didn't have to change my life for them. You know, like we've had some guests where like you're like, Jesus.
Yeah, I know.
What's going on with you? But like you know, just recently we had that.
Yeah,
and now. When you have, like, when they were, and then when they came and they stayed with us, they were super simple and light that you really don't feel that there you have to change anything. And they made you feel, they made us feel that way. Now for you, you wanted your independence. For me, I was so happy to have my in-laws because I really get along with them, mostly because they don't understand what I'm saying.
True.
It was better that they left when they left because COVID started then. Because they were here in 2019 leading to 2020.
They left in February 8th, March 13th,
we were on lockdown.
Yeah. So I'm happy they left.
And the lockdown in Florida was so funny because we used to walk inside like restaurants and they will ask us, hey, do you have a mask? I'm like, yeah, I have it in my pocket. Like, can you just put it in your wrist?
Yes. Why?
Because it's just the requirement is just to have a mask, not to wear.
Remember when we walked into Johnny's? It was the same thing.
Just have it in your wrist. If they walk in,
have it on the bar next to you.
Right next to you. Yeah. Like, just have it with you. your wrist will be safer.
Oh, Floridians, we love you. We miss you.
I do miss Florida. I do. I want to go back to Florida, but whenever I actually talk about that, what do I hear?
But that's the thing. That's what we are talking about, traveling, right? Why would we go back there?
We lived there for so long.
You know, we saw everything everywhere. Why don't we go somewhere else?
We've been there, done that. All right. Why would I go back there?
True. We saw
most of the beaches. I'm just exaggerating. Yes, but yeah, we did see a lot of beaches, like from Jacksonville Beach, Ormond Beach, Ormond by the Sea, I think, St. Augustine Beach. Oh. We did New Smyrna, Daytona Shores, Cocoa Beach, Daytona. Hey, you can bring your car and it's fantastic. Are you kidding? Like, it's so convenient. People bring their grills.
Florida. I can't say that.
And they speak Spanish. But like, they're all...
Yeah, it's funny.
No, I loved every single beach in Florida, especially in the west coast of Florida. When, like, in Clearwater or Lido Key, where St. Armand Key, bought your mom
a
sandals. I don't want to talk about how much. I want to talk about that, actually. I still didn't move on from it, but anyway, I hope she sleeps with it now.
You're too funny.
Yeah. But that's, so we lived in Florida. We came back to Maryland. We traveled a lot. Every year, we try to hit as many states as possible. We do like a week length, usually, of trips. But when we're there, again, we see how people live. We discover. We walk a lot. We love to walk and discover the sceneries. So, and that's part of why I like to go to Europe, because I do enjoy just walking in the old cities, like where cars are not in there. Like when we were
coffee
in Morocco, for example.
Yes,
terraces and everything. If I want a coffee, I can sit down and have coffee.
Yeah.
Or anything you want. Not like coffee per se, just coffee, but anything.
That's what we call
want.
It. Yeah. You can have a drink. Yeah.
Can you explain that?
So it's a Croatian... Well, not Croatian. It's European thing, I would say. You know, we don't go out. We go for coffees. I'm on a kavu. That's how we say it.
Let's go for a kavu.
Yeah, let's go for a coffee. But you can drink whatever you want.
Yeah.
But it's a saying, you know, let's go for a coffee.
You're texting your friend or you're on the phone, you're like, hey, can we meet tomorrow for a coffee?
Yeah, that's the saying, you know. And then, you know, that one coffee can last up to
6 hours.
Yes. Leads to so many coffees and other drinks and people joining you. But that's the joy of hanging out in Europe. And that's something I'm sure you also miss here. People don't have that tendency. There are no coffee shops here.
Yeah.
You know, Starbucks is not a coffee shop. And those that are trying to build coffee shops, people don't really have that habit. You love to talk about habits, but they don't have that habit of sitting down, you know, and having coffee and just talking to whoever is there. Exactly.
Yeah.
Relax.
Yeah.
And it's not about the food. People, just go for coffee. Don't eat. You don't have to eat.
Well, yeah, but they're going to look at you like, hey.
It's a coffee shop. I came for coffee.
Something? Yeah. Are you going to eat something?
So yeah, in Europe, there is no such a thing. You have coffee shops and you can hang out there for hours if you want to. And nobody really cares.
Yeah. And yeah. If you don't finish your coffee that you had for like 2 hours and now it's cold, you can always give it back to the server. Like, hey, can you just put it on warm top it of up. The coffee machine? It'll warm it up because the coffee machine is hot.
Yep.
So you put it on top of it and it's just perfect after that. Like I'll be right back. You go, you come back, you buy your cigaretta.
Whatever, yes.
What's the Croatian breakfast?
Yeah, it's coffee and cigaretta. Cigarette. Yes, it's true. I know. Right. Everywhere you go, that's what people do. You know, it's first like thing you do in the morning.
Everybody smokes in there.
And drinks coffee.
And, yeah. In Europe and in North Africa, where I'm from, everyone smokes.
I'm happy we don't.
I mean, I do occasionally. I like to enjoy a good cigarette. I don't mind it. I've smoked my entire youth.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I started very early. And like when I came here, like it's when I really, really quit. Because it's freaking
expensive.
Like a pack is for $14. There are some packs for like $19.99. Jesus Christ. Take a picture with it. Every cigarette, you enjoy it.
But the thing is, I also smoked.
I'm killing this one.
When I was, you know, growing up, when I was in my early 20s, because it's a thing that everybody does. It's a social thing, you know,
in Croatia. I did it to socialize, yeah.
Yes. But then, you know, when I realized that it stinks, that I stink, that my hair smells, that my clothes smells, so it's gross, disgusting.
What are you complaining
about?
Oh, my God.
So, you know, we would come home from the club. And you just showered before you went there and you put some new clothes and everything and it would smell so bad. You know what my brother and I used to do? We would just hang it on the balcony to air. Yes, to
just
air
because
it.
You don't want to make, you don't want your parent to know or no, just no, because it stinks?
Because it stinks, you know, that's how you would air it.
When you used to go to Chavlik?
Yes.
Yeah.
Those
one
days.
Of the best. How big was it?
It wasn't that big. It just had lots of bars and different kinds of music. Yeah.
Look at you now being nostalgic.
Well, of course, you know. You talk about stuff and you remember things.
What's your best memory there?
Where?
In Chavlik. Oh, there's a video of you that I saw.
Yeah, me dancing.
Yeah, and singing along and closing your eyes.
Oh my
and
gosh, those were like
were the 90s. Days.
Those were 90s.
Are you like one of those people that said,
those were the days.
No.
They were.
See, my theory is, like, you start getting old when you listen to an old, like, not old, but your generation music, and you're like, you see that? You hear that? That's music.
It is.
So that's when you realize
that. You say that.
I do.
Yeah.
I do. That's when I realize that I'm actually, oh, my God, I'm getting old. Because when I talk to some people, like, they don't even know there's some certain artists. At some point, people will not know who Backstreet Boys are.
Well, thank God.
I know. But like this was my like 90s and late 80s. Those were this was the music that I listened to.
I just told you that what's his name?
Ed Sheeran?
Yeah, he was in Zagreb today in Hippodrome. And I just told you that like, oh my gosh, 96 or maybe 97.
You were
the Rolling
there.
Stones.
Rolling Stones, right? How much did you pay?
I was there.
$20? Probably to
probably
get
yeah. probably nothing yeah. And my brother went and his then girlfriend now wife and my dad went with us
yeah
and it was just so much fun and my mom was like, why are you going, you're too old for that.
Rolling Stones.
And I'm like,
Rolling Stones. And to your
to my
father
dad.
Oh my God.
And he was like, no, they're older.
They are like
so yeah, that was my memory of the Hippodrome in Zagreb.
Wow.
The Rolling Stones. Yeah.
Wow.
Oh my gosh. So long time ago.
I can only imagine how it went. Like it was probably crazy.
Imagine having watching a concert, no phones.
Oh yeah, there was like
there were no cell phones. You know, nothing.
Yeah.
We had lighters for the light.
You're not taking videos.
Nothing.
Because you're enjoying the moment.
And we were enjoying it. You know, we were singing along with Mick.
Yeah.
So. Ugh. Nowadays, everybody's just filming it.
You can watch it even online. Like when there is when they're recording a video of the concert live, and all the like everyone that stadium or whatever wherever they are, they're all holding the phones.
Yeah.
Recording the person who's on stage
instead of enjoying it.
Right. You're there.
Yeah. Exactly.
You are there. Take a picture.
Exactly.
One, two. But then, enjoy.
I wish it was like that, but it's not, unfortunately. You know, people don't I mean, what do? They come home and then they're watching those videos over and over and over again?
No, it's just to show that I was there.
Oh, okay.
Been so there, then done that. And that's, yeah, it is the power of
people just post
media.
One photo and one video. One is enough. Not 25.
Well, yeah, I've never taken any photos before. I don't have photos from before, literally.
Don't we know that?
Yeah, I do have few of them, yeah. Of course. But it was never my thing. Like, and even when we go out, I usually don't have pictures of me because I'm like, I'm here. Like, this is beautiful. I want to see this. Right. I want to enjoy this. If I go to a concert, I'm going to the concert. I paid my money to watch that person perform.
And that's another thing. We're not watching them. Stream it. Yeah, we're not going to concerts because they're so expensive.
Oh,
over
yeah.
Here.
And yeah, the $400, $500 just to be super far and not even see the person.
Remember this spring, I wanted us to see Aerosmith. That's my thing. Yeah, in DC. They were in DC. And it was like $400 per ticket. Mm. Oh my gosh. No. That's insane.
I remember when we were looking at the tickets for that.
So we did see Bon Jovi a couple of years ago. Mm-hmm. Tickets were okay prices.
Was
so
fair.
That's
yeah.
why that's why fair. We went. Yeah, but that was nice.
Bon Jovi was good.
Yes.
And if you told me 10 years ago that I will be in DC in Capital One Arena watching Bon Jovi with then my girlfriend who is in front of me now, my wife, with our friend Sharunia.
Right.
And if you tell me that I will be sitting watching Bon Jovi because I listened to Bon Jovi growing up, I would call you a liar because I didn't know. I was not planning
That's
on
possible.
Coming here. Yeah. I was not planning on coming here. And I know that Bon Jovi is never going to go to Morocco. I don't think that they've ever been to Morocco and performed. I have to look it up.
Right.
Probably they've been. So I don't want to say anything crazy, but I didn't think that I'll ever see and watch them live.
But then again, do you remember when I surprised you with the Trans-Siberian Orchestra?
Yeah, well, I did not even do any homework.
Yes, you thought, oh my gosh, we're going to go and watch an orchestra.
Because I grew up
going
to orchestra things.
I'm like, it's not orchestra. It's something completely different.
It's definitely not my
And you didn't want to go there. And you were dragging. And we were late and everything. But then when you saw...
Oh, it was one of the greatest shows I've ever seen because I really thought it was an orchestra. Yeah, and here comes those like long hair, tight pants, leather jackets, guitar, electric guitars, and just going crazy and standing right like in this platform where it actually raises them, and they go all over and they got closer to us, and the lights were crazy and the music was insane and people were going nuts. It was fantastic. I loved it. I freaking loved it. That was exactly what I actually wanted then. I just didn't know it. I'm serious. I've never thought that Trans-Siberian Orchestra will be that good or will be doing this,
everything
like Christmas
but
music.
Orchestra.
I know. It's anything and everything but orchestra because there was someone who's actually narrating a story.
Yeah.
And it was a whole thing that it felt like it's a movie, and the music is just completing that music, and the music is freaking amazing. It was great. It was great. I want to do it again if we can, seriously, just to see them again.
Okay.
I know we don't like to repeat things, but for this one, I would like to do it. Christmas music is different, I think.
Yeah. We tend to do at least one, like a concert or a show or something during the Christmas time.
We did it in Florida with your parents.
Which was fun. But we didn't do it last year because somebody got sick.
Sick, yeah. I mean, yeah. And so that's something that I want to talk about too.
So this year we have to do it twice. How about that?
Okay. That sounds good to me.
Okay.
Yeah.
We'll figure out.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, my love, it's been a long time that I was looking forward to this.
Yeah.
Keke, I love you. By the way, she's newly citizen now. She's an American.
I cannot say nasty stuff about the Americans.
Because you're American now. You're one of us. Thank you for being with me.
You're welcome.
At the Sailor Talk.
I cannot believe I did it.
Yeah. I've been trying to convince you for for months, like even before I got my first microphone. And here we are sitting here. So thank you for your support.
I got you, boo-boo.
Yeah, thank you for not thinking that it's crazy. Thank you for helping me with everything.
Of course.
You're my everything. Mm-hmm. I think I told you that.
It's when not I, enough.
When, yeah. After our first month of dating, like aww. I knew it was you.
Aww.
And you didn't, like I was even say, and I said it in Croatian, like,
Tisi
moje
sve.
Tisi moje sve. Yeah, I love you. I would recommend to anyone to actually do exactly and see the trips and traveling because that's your hobby. That's something that you really care about. That's something that you really love.
Yeah.
Seeing it and doing it, the like your vision is totally different. You're still having fun. You're still, if you want to drink, you can drink. You're still, but you still do and walk around and see and discover and you have something to say about that place other than just, I've been to this restaurant and I had this drink here and I had this cocktail and you are amazing and I'm glad to have you. You're my best friend and you're my entire life and family. I love you. And just with that, I want to finish this episode.
Thank you for having me and I love you too.
It's a pleasure, man.
Yes.
All right. Thank you, everyone. Till the next time, this was your host, Nofel, and his wife, Christina. Thank you. Until the next time. Goodbye, everybody.